after only two gigs, they were spotted by the Waterboys frontman Mike Scott, accompanied them on their 2007 UK tour, and they've since played festivals and venues all over Scotland and England, including triumphing over thousands of bands and winning the Tea Break competition, as well as playing Tea in the Park, Belladrum, Soulfest and Connect. But the crucial thing is, what do Alan Stevens and Fiona make of what they've just heard? Hate Ashbury and Free Man Town.
First of all, I thought you were going to say we're spotted by the water board and given a job. No, I thought all right.
Yeah, no, a nice indie sound, definitely a change from the horrid manufactured pop that the likes of the X Factor throws up.
Hey,
so,
listen,
I'd say good on them.
Excellent, Willie. And you know, astonishingly, although we're delighted to feature them today and probably on Wednesday's Midweek Drive slot as well, the guys actually offered to come up and play live in the studio next Saturday. I had to say, unfortunately, I'm going to be covering a vintage tractor show in Newark at the time.
Oh, tractor show. Usurped by a tractor.
I know, it's a tough call, but it's difficult. But anyway.
I love your studio. No, I'd probably want to see a vintage tractor.
Yeah, well,
they might even have a muck spreader there as well. That'd be great.
I've got a brand new vintage Condyne Harvester.
Well, I do feel, I mean, again, it's something I explained to Derek. It's the reason I'm probably not going to be covering the Doctor Who Dimensions on Time thing this year, because, you know, I'm already previously committed, and I must admit,
it's come through then, has it?
Right, exactly. And the world of tractors in this particular instance has slightly won out. However, if you guys want to catch up with Hate Ashbury on tour, they'll be performing in London at Water Rats on the 17th of November. So there we are. I just thought I'd give you that sort of routine. So spread the word. They're in Brighton at The Hope on the 18th of November. They then move to Bristol, Exeter, Cardiff, Nottingham, Manchester, Liverpool, Glasgow, Dundee, Aberdeen and Edinburgh. But as you rightly said, Fiona, thank heavens it won't be a case of have a nice cowl Christmas. Yeah. Or Christmas carols, or other such lines which slot through there. Now, this has all been by way of the fact that I have to confess, I haven't seen the Sarah Jane Adventures with Joe Grant and Doctor Who and all the Doctor and all his routines. Have you guys caught up with that, or have we just missed out a huge thing? Is it thumbs up? Is it thumbs down? What's the feeling?
We've seen it. We also saw, we watched...
No, we've seen all the episodes so far this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are your view on it? I like Katie Manning. She's very nice. Mm-hmm. It was quite funny... Well, I can't actually repeat what she was saying once at a convention when I was with your friend Graham Harper. Perhaps I'll tell you after.
Yes, precisely.
But she's a very, very nice person, mm-hmm. and I thought she came over very well in the... In fact, she came over quite like Cody Manning, actually. I think he was probably writing to her. Do you mean?
Yeah.
So she was very good in it.
Excellent.
I didn't really understand what the plot was about at all, these sort of giant turkey things trying to... Somehow getting rid of a TARDIS would allow them to prevent death taking place. Yeah. That wasn't really explained at all, was it? Really? I think that was nicked from Revenge of the Sith.
I'll obviously have to make use of the BBC iPlayer system to cope with this, but how was Sarah Jane's reaction to another incarnation of the Doctor?
do you know, I can't remember. Because the thing is, I was told that apparently the actress doesn't get on too well with the other actress, and the writer was kept putting on these scenes where they kept holding hands and hugging one another just to... annoy them. Well, not the other ones.
Liz Sladen and Katie Manning.
So I was just watching every time we were just sort of listing down all the times they were holding hands and, you know, snogging. Well, that would be funny, wouldn't it? Snogging. It was sort of pensioner. He was very good. He's always very good. But I just cannot remember.
To be honest, it was just more of the same. I mean, I was kind of disappointed in that it just seems like Davies' idea is that every single companion, as soon as they leave the Doctor, they go off to have exciting, fulfilling lives, and yet they've got that emptiness and that gap, and they, you know, just totally miss the Doctor, and it's like, no, I just once, you know, I'd like to see one of them that's happy, well-adjusted, and actually enjoying themselves and not sort of feeling bitter because they're not in the TARDIS anymore.
I think it's a marketing thing, though, isn't it? To say that, you know, life without Doctor Who, if you're not watching Doctor Who, then you're going to feel really pretty miserable about everything, and the worst thing that quasi could happen to you is what happened to Catherine Tate, where she completely forgot season four.
I know, having that presented as a fate worse than death, I mean, for heaven's sakes...
I think Torchwood is. They, I mean, happily have. They should have an episode where someone's complete. Where what's his name? Bob Arumon. What's his name? Captain Jack Smiley is completely wiped of his adventures at Torchwood, and comes away smiling, happy person again. Perhaps that's when they're going to relaunch the series 4 or 5, isn't it?
Well, indeed.
They are doing an American version, aren't they?
That's precisely so. Yes, Russell T. Davis, John Barrowman, and indeed Eve Miles, are busily filming the 13 shows, Ian, as we speak. So
the story afterwards, by the way, it's a 2-part story. The next one by Gareth Roberts of Sarah Jane Adventures, and I watched it last night. Yeah, both episodes. And I thought, oh, let's watch this, and it was actually quite good. It was very Terry Nation style, you know, set up of two people in a bizarre situation trying to work out. Would you mind of Terry Nation, Chris, Fiona?
In a for the younger set sort of way.
I mean, it reminded me very much of, like Dalek Invasion Earth or The Abandoned Planet, or an Avengers episode where, Steed and Emma will turn up at a place which would be completely deserted and there'd be some mystery at the centre of it,
It was kind of flagging up one of the weird things about the Sarah Jane universe.
Yeah?
These guys are 16, yeah?
Are they? I don't know. Oh, well, the boy's 22, you wouldn't believe that with the black kids.
No, you wouldn't, yeah. But anyway, the kids are supposed to be 16, because Luke took his A-levels a year early, therefore, he must be 16.
Yeah.
Hormones, they are just totally absent. Did everybody in the Sarah Jane world have a dose of bromides? I don't mean,
Fiona, please.
Don't mean there should be romances between the characters or whatever, but, I have yet to see, I have yet to see a 16-year-old, a kid that didn't make it to 16 without, at the very least, becoming totally crushed out on a film star or something like that.
Yeah, they do appear to act like sexually. They appear to be as sexually mature as a 9-year-old, don't they?
Yeah, Harry Potter had its flaws, but quite a lot of flaws, but at least it did have a fairly realistic portrayal of the way teenagers interact and the way they kind of go from, pulling each other's hair to being too shy to ask each other to the prom over the course of their development. So, it's just kind of a bit showed up. That particular episode showed it up a bit because there seemed to be kind of a, oh my God, Clive and Ronnie, we might be the last two people on Earth. Let's have a hug, Let's just totally say, but absolutely nothing would ever utterly happen,
I thought there was a kind of the trouble is it was inference, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they also kept dashing away from it. Clive would say, like Adam and Eve, and Ronnie would say, ew. But the problem is that if you get in a situation like that, the dynamics, they're just wrong,
Yeah, I'm often in a situation where all of London has been completely abandoned and I've been running around with an Asian girl. Quite nice, actually.
A very good-looking Asian girl, it has to be said.
Yeah.
I mean, she can't be just 16, can she, the actress?
I don't know.
Well, has no spray on jeans.
Yes.
It's an interesting concept to bring this little piece to a close, I feel, folks. Caldocity.com is the place to go to. A reminder, of course, you can still access the delights of the DWAS convention 2-parter, etc., and you can download those from the podcasts. You'll be able to download this and be able to listen to it again very, very quickly. Fiona and Alan, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us at Southside today?
Yes.
Can we look forward to speaking with you again probably in a fortnight from now, if that's okay?
Yes.
Yep.
They will return. That's the important thing. They will return.